full of hunting bows and crossbows and special one-day-only open house pricing. That's Saturday, September 29th. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already, but what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, on the web at clarkramsey.com.
And for tonight, you'll need to read chapters 4 through 9.
Oh man, homework again? With all this reading, you think I'll be able to split the atom by year's end? Hey, that's Twitter worthy. And thanks to Thumb Cellular, I'll just whip out my free Motorola Defy and tweet away. Oh wow, I didn't see this. John just posted his schedule. I didn't realize how hard he has it. Mrs. Scuttlebutt can be a real demon in the classroom. I guess John has the Samsung Galaxy S and got it for only $29. All you had to do was visit Thumb Cellular during their back-to-school sale. There seems to be more phones with the word free next to the title than ones with a price. Thumb Cellular treats us like kings. Or seniors. Practically the same thing here at school. Stop into Thumb Cellular. You'll thank me later. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
Hey, is that a cell phone in school?
No. Yes.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Moore's Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and C-Wing is continuing the Mammoth Truck Sale. You can save thousands this month on a new Chevy light or heavy-duty truck.
Hello, I'm Jay Maynard with Moore's Shoreline Chevrolet Buick. We have the largest selection of Chevy trucks in the county. We have huge rebates, or you may choose 0% for 72 months. You come see me, and I will give you a minimum of $3,000 on any trade you drive in here on a new Chevy truck out of stock. Come see me, Jay Maynard, at Moore's Shoreline and C-Wing, where Chevy runs deep.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb National Bank and Trust. At Thumb National, we support our local community school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 100 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed. Stop into any one of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb National can make for you. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
All And welcome back to Harbor Beach. We are about 4 minutes away from kickoff here. Lakers traveling to the east side in the GTC crossover game. And the first time they played since 2005. 7 years later, here we are, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers under the helm of Adam Gryboskis, his second season at the helm. Lakers are currently 1-3 for the year with 5 games to play in the regular season. If they want to make a run for the playoffs this year, Dave, they nearly have to win out. They're 1-2 in the GTC West.
Clark, they only have 17 players on their roster this year, which could cause issues if they run into the injury bug. And I did see a couple guys come in on crutches, so not a good sign there.
Well, some key returners for the Lakers is Nick Post at quarterback. He can run the ball as well as many other things, Dave.
Yeah, he actually throws the ball very well, too. He's kind of the guy you really need to key on if you're Harbor Beach. He really kind of does it all for Lakers.
And, of course, we have Terrence Dubes, a running back, who in week two, Dave, we saw him really tear up the whole field.
Yeah, actually, he ran for 136 yards, and he averaged 8 yards every time he touched the ball. So really good numbers there. The other guy you really got to key on with Post.
And we have Nate Kaczynski, the running back. Now, one thing I'd like to note out, there's 3 Kaczynskis on this team. We'll try our best to keep track of all of them and try and keep them all straight, in my opinion. And if it's anything like last week for me, we're in for a treat.
Oh, we'll be in for a nice ride here, Clark. But all 3 of them contribute in their own way, so look for them to have nice games tonight.
Well, earlier you heard me say that Lakers nearly needs to win out the season to secure a spot in the playoffs. Let me remind you what happened last season at the Green and White, though. They won 3 of their last 5 games. Can the Lakers do the same this year?
You know, Clark, I've seen some improvements with this team and the entire program in general. Looking at their schedule, Clark, I think they can do it. I think they can. They got Bay City, Bad Axe. I don't know a lot about Indian City, but I like their odds. I do think they have a chance to do that.
And last week, the Lakers came up with the short straw, falling to the USA Patriots by 20-22. At Laker Field. We're going to break down Harbor Beach right in a hot second. We're 2 minutes away from kickoff in Harbor Beach.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interests. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
You're tuned to WLEW. Working started early for 1-0, folks, in Harbor Beach. The Pirates are going to be kicking this one off from the right side of your radio. Nick Hessling doing the duties. And kicking to the left side of the radio is the Lakers in the black pants, white jerseys with flat black and green helmets with the green lettering and black outline. The kick is up. Big boot from Hessling falls on the 3-yard line. And here comes the Lakers. It's number 21, Terrence Dubes, with the receiving the kick, and he gets out to the 20-yard line, 17-yard return on that one, and the Lakers are going to start on their own 20-yard line, 1st and 10.
Yeah, I think it looks like 47, Aaron Ginther makes a tackle on special teams.
The Lakers coming out, 1st and 10, like I said, in the white jerseys, black pants, and green helmets. The Pirates in all black and white helmets, white lettering and orange outline on there. And we're ready to go. 11:52 left in this one in the first quarter. No score. Lakers at Harbor Beach. GTC crossover game. First time these two teams have played since 2005. Lakers come out in the spread formation. Post is under center. One man in the backfield. Man in motion. That's Dubes. Stops right in front of Dubes, and he's going to be blocking for number 34. That's Diaz. And he gets out to the 25-yard line near the near sideline. Good enough for 5 yards. 2nd and 5 coming up.